N.A., just for today. October 4th, 30-day wonder. When we first begin to enjoy relief from our addiction, we run the risk of assuming control of our lives again. We forget the agony and pain that we have known. Basic text, page 50. Many of us have been 30-day wonders. We were desperate and dying when we showed up at our first NA meeting. We identified with the addicts we met there and the message they shared. With their support, we were finally able to stop using and catch a free breath. For the first time in a long, long time, we felt at home. Overnight, our lives were transformed. We walked, talked, ate, drank, slept, and dreamed Narcotics Anonymous. Then, Narcotics Anonymous lost its novelty. Meetings that had been a thrill became monotonous. Our wonderful NA friends became bores, their uplifting NA talk, drivel. When our former friends called, inviting us back for some of the old fun, we kissed our recovery goodbye. Sooner or later, we made our way back to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. Nothing had changed out there, we'd discovered. Not us, not our friends, not the drugs, not anything. If anything, it had gotten worse than ever. True, NA meetings may not be a laugh riot, and our NA friends may not be spiritual giants, but there's a power in the meetings, a common bond among the members, a life to the program that we can't do without. Today, our recovery is more than just a fad, it's a way of life. We're going to practice living our program like our lives depend on it because they do, just for today. I'm no 30-day wonder. The NA way is my way of life, and I'm here for the duration. From the book, NA, Just for Today, copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023, copyright 1991 by Narcotics Anonymous World Services, Inc.